Hi, I'm Julianne, and I work for the Internal Revenue Service. If you lose your wallet or have your mail stolen, you could be at risk for identity theft. If you get questionable charges on one of your credit cards, you may already be a victim. And even though not all cases of ID theft affect tax records, it's still an issue we take seriously. We know that this is a frustrating, time-consuming process for victims, which is why your best defense is a good offense. So here are some strategies. Be sure to protect your personal information, such as your Social Security card. Leave it in a safe place instead of your wallet, just in case your wallet gets lost or stolen. And when it comes to your Social Security number, only give it out when absolutely necessary. When you're online, be very careful about sharing your personal information. And be careful with your paper documents as well. Be sure to shred them before throwing them in the trash. It's also a good idea to check on your financial accounts regularly for any unusual activity. Finally, make sure you store your financial documents in a safe location. We want you to know that the IRS does not send emails out of the blue, especially asking for your personal or your financial information. If you get something like that, let us know. In the meantime, don't click on any links or respond to that email with any personal information. Here at the IRS, we're focusing on preventing, detecting, and resolving identity theft cases as soon as possible. If you believe that you've been the victim of identity theft, contact us right away so we can take steps to secure your tax account. To learn more about identity theft in your tax account, go to irs.gov and click on Identity Theft on the homepage.